Previously on Putting Two and Two Together.
Ow!
What?
Oh, the baby's just moving around.
I didn't know better. I think...
No, I still have weeks. No! Uh-oh.
What?
I think my water just broke.
Do you have your ID, sir?
Look, I don't have it on me. It's probably in the car.
I'm sorry, sir.
Look at me. Look at my eyes. My wife's water just broke. She's only 7 months. Do you really think I'd be this freaked out if I'm not who I say I am?
I'm going to have to call security, sir.
Go for it. Hell, give me the phone. I'll call him myself.
Quite the scene you made back there, Matt.
I'm not apologizing.
Although you did go a little terms of endearment there.
What?
You know, Shirley MacLaine. You channeled her nicely, only with F-bombs.
Dr. Raines, my wife, please.
I realize you're a bit distracted, and with good reason, but we've met before.
What?
Your office Christmas party, Kevin Torkelson, your boss.
Wait, you're Kevin's mom?
Dad, hold on. Where are you?
Oh, you notice that?
What's going on?
That's not his bed. Wait. What are you doing in Mom's bedroom?
Would you believe your mom?
Lisa, you have a visitor.
Matt!
Sorry I took so long.
I'm so sorry. This is all my fault.
Oh, no, honey, no, no. It's okay. It's okay. Everything is gonna be okay. Everything's gonna be okay.
Saturday, April 30th.
Okay, let me get this straight. You and Mom,
right,
who had a bitter divorce years ago, who didn't even talk until last year.
What can I tell you?
I know what I don't want you to tell us.
Tommy, you're not helping.
What? You know he goes into detail.
When did this all happen?
In general or the latest rodeo?
Dad?
See?
Tommy, will you please just focus on driving?
Only because you asked so nicely.
What can I tell you? After Bill died and Maddie moved away... Your mom and me, we kind of buried the hatchet.
Tommy?
I didn't say anything. But you do know what I would have said, right?
Dad, go on.
Well, it was all innocent. We just get together every so often and talk.
Okay.
And then, one night at Smitty's...
I knew Smitty's was going to figure into this.
It was only supposed to be one time, like walking down memory lane. Only, we weren't exactly walking.
Ew.
So you're back together now?
Defined together.
Dad.
More like friends who...
Dad!
Well, now you know. You're gonna tell me why you called?
Lisa's having the baby.
What?
Yeah, she suddenly went into labor. She's at the hospital now.
Alice, get in here! Alice!
I heard you the first time, Mark. You are certainly insatiable today.
Alice, say hello to the boys.
Oh, crap.
Gee, David, now I know where you get it from.
Putting Two and Two Together, Season 3, Episode 68, The Waiting Game.
Well, that took a lot out of me.
We both needed that cry.
It doesn't change anything, though.
Lisa, this isn't your fault. You gotta know that.
I need to blame somebody.
So blame me.
What good would that do?
Take your pick. I was late getting here. I was born 2 months early.
This isn't helping.
Right.
Any way you look at it, we're being punished.
That's not how this works, Lisa.
Then why am I laying here, drugged up for a baby that isn't supposed to be born for 2 more goddamn months? I did everything right. I watched my diet.
Yes.
I stayed off my feet. I hired the nanny that you wanted.
Good. Blame me if you need to.
Great. Now I'm the villain.
That's not what I meant.
That's how it feels.
I can't change that, but...
Then what? Can you please tell me that?
I don't know. I wish I did, but it's gonna be okay.
How do you know that?
Faith, you and me, we're strong.
I guess.
And this baby will be too.
Couldn't wait to be conceived. Couldn't wait to be born.
And we thought Jordan was the impatient one.
I didn't think Jordan was ever gonna come out of me, but this one...
Well,
Matt, what if something goes wrong?
It won't.
What if it does?
And we'll deal with it, but it's not going to. I'm not gonna let
it. You can't control this. I can't control it. The damn doctor certainly can't control
it. They're trying.
Why won't you just admit this is a big deal?
Of course it's big. It's huge.
Then stop with the everything will be fine bullshit.
It's not bullshit. Whatever happens, and I mean whatever happens, you and I are going to get through this together.
Matt?
You are my whole life, and Jordan, and this baby. I need you. I need you to be positive for the baby's sake. That's what I'm doing.
It's just so hard.
No, believe me, I know.
How are you doing it?
I'm faking it.
What?
Lisa, I am scared shitless, okay?
Thank you. At That's what I needed to hear.
Really?
You not freaking out was making me freak out even more.
Well, you should have seen me when I got here. The admissions nurse didn't know what hit her.
What did you do?
I couldn't find my wallet, and she wasn't letting me in without an ID.
What did you do? Go all Aurora on her?
Huh?
Aurora, you know, like in that movie there, the mother yelling at the nurses?
Terms of endearment?
That's the one.
Am I the only one who hasn't seen that movie?
Are you ever gonna talk to me again? David, seriously, this isn't funny anymore.
Sort of like your jokes in the car.
Oh, come on, I was trying to lighten the mood. You would have done the same thing.
And you wouldn't have liked it one bit.
But I'd still talk to you.
Can't you get the hint that I don't want to talk about my parents in that position, situation?
Oh, David, you're making it so hard not to make fun of you.
Can you do me a favor and try?
Okay. But it'll be a long night if you're not talking to me.
We can't have that now, can we?
I'm gonna go find a men's room. Maybe you'll be more talkative when I get back?
Maybe. I'll see if I can find out anything about Lisa.
Okay. Oh, and David?
What?
I love you. I knew I could get a smile out of you.
I love you too.
I'm not saying you shouldn't follow the rules, but next time, could you please use some common sense?
With all due respect, Doctor, what's the point of having a security policy if you don't adhere to it?
Laverne, we're in the business of helping people, not making it worse.
It wasn't personal.
Neither was his meltdown.
Hi. Sorry to interrupt.
How may I help you?
My name's David Sharp. My sister-in-law was brought in a couple of hours ago. Here's my ID.
Hello, David. Margaret Raines. I'm the obstetrician on call.
Hi.
You can follow me.
Is Lisa okay?
For the moment. Your brother's with her right now.
And the baby?
We're doing what we can to slow things down.
I understand.
We're optimistic.
Is there a but?
There always is, whether we want one or not. Are you and your brother close?
More or less, yeah. Lisa too.
No matter how this turns out, he will crash hard. They both will.
Of course.
I like to make sure my patients have a good support system.
Whatever they need. My partner and I are there.
Of course we are.
Tommy!
Sorry, thought you saw me.
No.
Sorry.
Anyway, yeah. Whatever they need.
Glad to hear it. I'll let them know you're here.
Thank you.
I really thought you saw me.
Well, I didn't.
Now you know why I make people use the shave and a haircut knock.
Just go sit down, please.
So, Kevin's mom, huh?
I still think there's no such thing as coincidences.
Too bad. It's a pretty big one.
Maybe it's just the universe giving us what we need.
Maybe the universe can help you find your wallet?
Oh, I found it.
Where?
Jacket pocket. I never put it there.
You did today.
Yeah, embarrassing. Margaret and I laughed about that.
That mean you're gonna go apologize to the reception nurse?
Yeah, no, I'm not that embarrassed.
At least you haven't fainted.
Yet.
Good point.
But if I do, can it stay our secret this time?
Well, stop telling stories about me peeing on the carpet.
Well, stop peeing on the carpet then.
Should we be doing this?
What?
Acting silly with everything going on.
Would you rather we focus on things we can't control?
I just feel guilty.
I get it.
And I miss Jordan.
Even with all his crying.
Even with...
I can't wait until he sees his brother or sister.
Still hoping for your matched set?
I just want them to make it through this. Nothing else matters.
Last chance to veto our choices for names.
Veto Sharp. I hadn't thought of that. Sorry, just trying to make you laugh.
That's... one of the things I love about you.
So, Maya or Connor it is then.
Yep. By the way, you're never touching me again.
Yeah, you keep saying that, but you know you can't resist all this.
Oh, you really want to make me laugh.
Not the response I was going for, but... what?
Ow.
Another contraction?
Yeah.
Fuck.
The magnesium isn't working.
I'll get Margaret.
Please don't leave.
I will only be gone a minute.
Another minute, I'll have another
one. Then you're really gonna need her here. I'll be right outside.
Promise?
I promise.
Hello, Estelle.
Mary, this is a surprise.
I brought you an overnight bag and your knitting.
Thank you. I have my hands full with Jordan right now, so knitting probably won't happen. But I can certainly use a change of clothes.
It's quiet. Is he sleeping?
Thankfully. Come in.
Tommy called me and told me about Lisa.
Yes, quite unexpected. Poor thing, she was beside herself.
Of course.
I'm just glad she wasn't alone when it happened.
Anything new?
Last I heard, they were trying to slow it down. I don't expect to hear anything more until it's over.
Right.
Where's John?
At your house, making sure everything's ready for your move.
I'll have to thank him for that.
I asked him if he wanted to come with me here, but...
Understood. David's not his favorite person these days.
And Matt and Lisa by proxy, I guess.
The more things change.
He did tell me about the conversation he had with David last week.
John handled himself a lot better than I expected.
Progress.
Don't expect them to sit down to dinner anytime soon.
I could only imagine how that would go.
Especially if Tommy's there, too.
How did we get on this morbid subject?
As an alternative to the other one?
How are you?
As far as...
You're playing nanny to a rambunctious infant and moving into a new home. Not to mention Walter.
Nothing I can't handle.
How can I put this delicately?
Just say it.
You're in your 80s.
84, but who's counting?
Yeah, and I'm 60. Doesn't mean I could do all that by myself.
Mary, I spent so much time doing very little, especially when Thomas was involved.
Right.
And even after he was finally gone and I was rid of him, I still felt so much older than I do right now.
Estelle.
As long as I stay active, I don't feel it.
Will you at least ask for help when you need it?
If you're offering.
We all are. John, too.
Thank you, Mary.
And besides, helping you out with Jordan? Maybe I can pretend I have a grandson of my own?
You never know. Stranger things have happened.
Like you and me getting along?
Yes, like that.
Breathe. And breathe. That's good, good, good. Keep breathing. Keep breathing. Good. Come on. Oh, I know, honey. I know. I know, honey. I know. Breathe.
How long?
About 3 minutes.
You said the magnesium would slow it down.
Might. I said might. Lisa, you're about 9 centimeters. Oh, we're looking for that magic 10.
Any more options? Please?
None that I want to risk.
There's got to be something.
Matt, believe me, if there was... I'd be doing it.
You sure?
Some things are just out of our hands.
But
you want me to call Dr. Sedgwick? Get his opinion?
No, I trust you. I just feel so helpless.
I know.
Are you sure about this, Margaret?
Listen, our NICU is one of the best in New England.
You keep
You're in
saying
good
that,
hands.
But
both
I...
of you, let me help the way I can.
I know, but...
Matt's living proof that 10-week preemies can survive.
You
so
sure?
So's Kevin. But... He was 12 and a half.
Lisa?
Like I have a choice.
Okay, let's do it.
On the bright side, it's a slow night.
Fasten your seatbelts. Here comes another one.
The next morning.
Tommy. Babe, wake up.
You're, what?
You were snoring.
Where are we?
Meeting room.
Still?
I don't know how you managed to fall asleep.
I was tired. Any news?
No, but it's been hours.
Is that Matt coming this way?
Yeah. Matt.
Have you two been here all night?
Kind of.
You really didn't have to do that.
Never mind. Did Lisa have the baby?
About an hour ago. It's a boy, Connor Matthew.
Is he okay?
The doctors think he will be, but he's in the ICU. His lungs need to get stronger.
Oh, Matt.
It's okay. I was the same way, remember?
Yeah.
How's Lisa?
She's resting. Exhausted, obviously.
Matt, come here.
Can I get in on this hug, too?
Yeah. Thanks, big brother. You too, brother-in-law.
Brother-in-law. Ooh, someone's jumping the gun.
It's not like he's the only one.
Huh?
When I called Dad to tell him about Lisa, he thought I was gonna tell him we got engaged.
Interesting.
That wasn't the interesting part.
Tommy.
He's gotta find out sooner or later.
What's going on?
I don't know how to say this.
You want me to?
No, it should come from me.
Just tell me already.
Apparently, ever since you moved to the side of the country, Mom and Dad have,
Just say it.
They've kind of become friends with benefits.
Wait, what now?
Putting Two and Two Together, Season 3, Episode 68, The Waiting Game. Written, directed, and produced by Peter Cosmas Sophronis. Based on his play, Two and Two Together. David Sharp was played by Adam Haru. Tommy Hansen was played by Dan Murray. Mark Sharp was played by Will Daly. Alice Williams was played by Kathleen Wachowski. Lisa Sharp was played by Amanda O'Donnell. Matt Sharp was played by Nick Gould. Margaret Raines was played by Christine Foltz. Laverne was played by Linda Montana. Estelle Hansen was played by Barbara Bourgeois. Mary Hansen was played by Wendy Fain. Credits and narration by Leonard Kaplan. Sound engineering by Dan Murray. Sound edited by Peter Cosmas Sophronis. Theme music by Valerie Forgione. Special thanks to Dan Murray. Extra special thanks to Del Shores and his writing masterclass. The script of Two and Two Together is available for purchase at Amazon.com, along with the scripts for seasons 1 and 2 of Putting Two and Two Together. Merchandise is available from Teespring at spring.puttingtwoandtwotogether.com. If you enjoyed this episode and would like to donate, please visit www.buymeacoffee.com/PTATT. For more information, please visit www.puttingtwoandtwotogether.com and www.petersophronis.com. On behalf of the cast and crew, thank you for listening.